going to pray before we begin. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask that your word would do its work. That your living and active word would speak to us all this evening. You are God who changes not, and your word abides forever. We ask, Lord, please, that if we wish to abide forever, if we want to be forever with the Lord, then we will believe your word and trust in your word. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Nailing Our Colours to the Cross series continues to stir interest both within and outside of Shiloh as people listen to or watch via Facebook what we say on the various controversial subjects that we're covering. And as I said at the start of the evening there, we've added two more subjects that will take place in November and December, and that will be ecumenism and abortion. But as previously stated, it's not about controversy for controversy's sake. What we aim to do is simply bring God's word on these subjects. And these aren't subjects that we plucked from the sky. These are subjects that people have come to us and asked, what is God's word on these? They may not have put it that way, but well, what's your view on this and what's your view on that? And to be quite frank, what Paddy Gordon's view on any of these things doesn't really matter. It's what is God's word on the subject. And what we've been saying is that Shiloh Christian Fellowship is nailing our colours to the cross and stating this is what God's word says on these subjects. It's not about controversy for controversy's sake. What we aim to do is bring God's truth into the situation and let his truth be the final authority. We don't apologize for what God's word says. At the same time, nor do we pass disparaging judgment on others. Now, what others do after we've declared God's word is between them and God. And so tonight, I'm speaking about benefit cheating. And I'm sure we've all seen those television programs. I don't know, but I know I've seen them, and a lot of other people, you know, in here have laughed about different things that we've seen them. The benefit cheat program, benefit streets programs, all of these different things, you know, they're on television. And we look at it and think, that's scandalous. That's scandalous. So by benefit cheating, I remember watching one, and it was a guy who was getting DLA at full rate for having a sore finger. A sore finger. And he was getting full rate DLA. Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked here. By benefit cheating, I mean doing the double. Illegally working while claiming unemployment benefits, or fraudulently claiming benefits that you're actually not entitled to. Now, we know, let's not pretend here, people, we know that this is widespread. Whether it's on the quiet cash in hand work, or people claiming housing benefit for properties that they're actually subletting to other people, or just those who are making false claims. Benefit cheating, doing the double, is commonplace. Unfortunately, even some Christians do it, suggesting, oh, there's no real harm in it. Well, according to NI Direct, government services website, benefit fraud cost the Northern Ireland taxpayer millions of pounds per year. NI Direct even have a benefit fraud hotline for people to inform on others whom they suspect are committing benefit fraud. And the consequences for those who are caught are varied. They may be prosecuted. They may be asked to pay a penalty as an alternative to prosecution. They may receive a formal caution. Their benefits may be reduced or withdrawn. Their assets may be confiscated. NI Direct says, and I found this fascinating, NI Direct says, in all cases, a person will be asked to repay the overpaid benefit. Sounds wonderful, and rightly so. until you read, like I read during the week, of someone who claimed almost £50,000 fraudulently and was expected to pay it back at £5 per week, which would take them nearly 190 years to repay. It's a farce. Now, benefit investigation units are alleged to successfully prosecute hundreds of cases of benefit fraud per year. However, another report said that it actually costs more to investigate the fraudsters than what the actual benefit investigation units recoup. So it's really not worth it. Did you know, proportionally, twice as many people in Northern Ireland claim Disability Living Allowance, or DLA, compared to the rest of the United Kingdom? In fact, since the signing of the Good Friday Agreement in 1998, the cost for DLA has increased by almost 70% as more people are claiming it. And you know me, I'm not backward when it's about coming forward on some issues. And in some areas, such as West Belfast, almost 20%, one-fifth of the population, is claiming DLA. A friend of mine describes the attitude of some young people in Bangor who think getting DLA is so important. She describes it as a race to the bottom. What a way to put it. A race to the bottom. You see, the young people believe that if they can successfully claim DLA, they've made it for life. I know others who almost killed themselves by self-harming just to be awarded DLA. Other people lie and cheat when completing application forms and medical assessments just to get the benefit. I know a guy who approached me and said to me that he was going to be seen by the assessors and they were coming out to his house. He intentionally grew his beard for a few days. He made his house look really disheveled, made himself look disheveled, and says, "You've got to do this. You've got to do this to make sure that you get your benefit." And yet, it's taxpayers who bear the cost of this, as one-third of their salary tax deduction goes to benefits, including handouts to those who commit benefit fraud. In fact, a local businessman that we know used to have a sign on the back of his van that read, "Work harder. People on benefits depend on you." But it's true. Work harder, hard-earning taxpayers. Work harder because people on benefits depend on you. Hard-working people earning a living pay for benefit cheats and fraudsters. Now listen, before I go further, I just want to make it absolutely clear that I thank God that we live in a country where there is a social security benefits system to help those in most need. A lot of people who claim benefits are people who are in genuine need. They are people who have been made redundant. They are people who are made unemployed. They are people who are unemployable because of disabilities and whatever else. So I do thank God for the Social Security benefit system, or the welfare state as it's known as, because the welfare state undertakes to protect the health and well-being of its citizens, especially those in financial or social need, by means of grants, pensions, or other benefits. In fact, my tongue nearly sticks in my throat as I say this. It's one of those very rare good things that any Labour government has ever implemented. The value of this safety net can't be underestimated, as many people receive much needed support to live. Imagine if we didn't have it. Let's take one example. Imagine if we didn't have this welfare state, this social security's benefits system, and suddenly we were told from tonight at 12 o'clock there will be no more housing benefit. The homeless figures would go through the roof. Imagine, for example, they suddenly said there was going to be no more carers allowance. The bill to the state for having to take care of the people that carers do an incredible and wonderful work for would just go through the roof. Carers play a very important and vital role within society. So we have to thank God for the welfare system, for the social security benefits system. But it's there to help those in genuine need. And I make it clear again, I have no issue with people claiming benefits. I was on the dole for a few years myself. I have no issue with people claiming benefits who have genuine need. But it is abused by people who think that this country owes them a living, or come into this country and think that this country owes them a living. People who ignorantly obey what is known as the creed of greed. The creed of greed. Benefit cheats and fraudsters serve their own greed, not genuine need. Jesus said in Luke chapter 16, verse 13, "No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other." You cannot serve God and mammon. That means money. You cannot serve God and money. And yet many people live their lives just for money. And they don't care how they get it. Is it any wonder welfare reform is being implemented to help, among other things, to tackle the abuses of the system and prevent benefit cheating? And you know what? Of course, innocent people will suffer as a result of all of this. Some who genuinely need their benefits will lose them at the expense of the cheats and the fraudsters, but the cheats and the fraudsters don't care. Whether it's doing the double, whether it's false claims or housing benefits fraud, it is wrong. Even the new universal credit is already falling victim to abuse by the cheaters. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Timothy 6 verse 10, "The love of money is the root of all evil." Note, he didn't say money is the root of all evil. Money is okay. We all could do with a few pounds. Money's okay. What he's saying is the love of money is the root of all evil. And so we have a choice. Love money or love God. You can't serve two masters. You obey one or the other. Apart from the Bible verses that I've already mentioned from Luke's Gospel and Paul's letter to Timothy, what is God's direct word to benefit cheats? If you're here tonight and you're a benefit cheat, let me tell you what God's word to you is. If you're listening to the podcasts through the internet, through our website, or if you're watching via Facebook, let me tell you what God says to you, and I make no apologies for the Word of God. Now, it's not a complicated thing. It will not require you to go and understand what it means in Hebrew or what it means in Aramaic or what it means in Greek or any of the original languages that this is written in. It is very, very simple. What is God's Word to benefit cheats, to fraudsters? It's found in Exodus chapter 20, verse 15. You shall not steal. You shall not steal. If you are a benefit cheat, you're a thief. one who steals. And God commands, you shall not steal. Now listen to the Apostle Paul. Inspired by God, he wrote these words of warning. And I'm going to tell you that as I read these words out, people are going to be offended. And I'm making it clear, this is God's word, not the word of Taddy Gordon. People will be offended. But listen to what God says. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. Can God make it any clearer for us? No thieves, including benefit cheats, will inherit the kingdom of God. That is what God's word says. Don't allow your love of money, which is the root of all evil, to lead you into an eternity outside of God's kingdom. You see, the consequences of benefit cheats caught by the benefits investigation units are varied. But for those who die unrepentant, without forgiveness for breaking God's law, the consequence is eternal. But there's good news tonight. And the good news is this. Because of Jesus, who loved us and died for us, there is forgiveness for sin with God. God promises those who turn from their sin and humbly come to him through Jesus will receive forgiveness, be accepted into his family, and have everlasting life. I urge you tonight, turn from your sin. Turn from your wrongdoing. Stop stealing and turn to God for forgiveness. In closing this simple message tonight, Shiloh Christian Fellowship nails our colors to the cross on the subject of benefit cheating by advising that we all listen to what the Apostle Paul says in his letter to the Christians in Ephesus. And he says these words, let him or her, let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let them labor, working with their hands what is good, that they may have something to give to him who has need. Do not ignore these words if you are a benefit cheat, if you are doing the double or fraudulently ripping off the system. Let him who stole steal no more. For God says, you shall not steal. Do you not know the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not deceive yourself. No thief will inherit the kingdom of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus' name that your word would triumph tonight. It's not about what I have to say. It's not about our opinions and our views, Lord God. It's about your word, for your word is eternal. Your word abides forever. And in your word you have said, you shall not steal. And you have said, Lord God, that no thief will inherit the kingdom of God. We ask, Almighty God, that because we know there is forgiveness with you through Jesus Christ, your Son, that all of us, Lord, who know what this word is saying and what it means, who can, Lord, take it on board and recognize that we must come and give account to you, that we would realize indeed there is forgiveness with you, and that we would humbly come through Jesus and ask for that forgiveness, and that we would repent, that we would stop stealing and trust in you to provide all that we need. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll stand to sing our last song.